of our guns at once, CJ. It's exploding to space. Tonight's the night we've been waiting for.
I mean, I guess so.
You don't think so?
I'm nervous, but
you're
I'm excited.
You're an Atlanta Braves fan. I'm correct. A Houston Astros fan. And it just so happens that our teams are in the World Series.
They've met in the Fall Classic, and these are two teams that have a rivalry that goes pretty far back.
Very far back.
Yes, indeed. I was fortunate enough to grow up, you know, pretty much watching the Braves on the Superstation during their dominance under Bobby Cox with, you know, Chipper Jones, Maddox, Smoltz, Glavin, and stuff like that. But again, it's kind of like Jay Owen without finishing, because I think out of the 14, 15 years of Braves dominance, they won one World Series.
Yep.
And the Yankees in that same period had like seven. So you know, I'm excited they're there. They're missing their second best player, arguably. Acuna tore his ACL halfway through the season and isn't here. So just, they were under 500 in August and are the second team ever.
Let's not get muddled. Let's get muddled down in stats and stuff like that. A lot of people out there don't even watch baseball. A lot of people out there don't know that baseball exists, okay?
Yeah.
So let's find a way to bring all of those folks into this and make sure that they care. Let's put money on it.
I don't bet on, I bet against my teams if I do bet, but I don't bet on my teams. I don't.
Sorry, everybody out there. I was trying to find a way to make this interesting for you, but CJ does not want to.
Okay. I mean, I'll do it for the sake of radio, but I just don't. I've never bet on my teams. Call it bad luck, poor form. I don't know.
Do you think it's going to go all seven games? If you don't know, the World Series is the best of seven series.
If I had to predict, I would say Astros in five.
Oh, I just choked on my own saliva. So I think we found out why you don't want to bet on the series, is that you don't believe that your team's going to do very well.
No, I think they could. They're the hottest team in Major League Baseball right now. And as you know, with any sport coming into the playoffs, with a huge winning streak and just being hot's good, and I'm excited they're there.
How about this?
The last five series have either been the Stros or the Dodgers for the last 5 years.
How about this? You're not betting against your team.
Okay.
I'm not betting against my team we're just had two guys that are watching a game, and then each day when we come in here after a game, whoever's home team has won, the other person's got to bring
a fiver.
No. Donuts, tacos, soda pop.
Here's the problem with that. We're not going to do that. Let's just make it cash. Let's just make it
You're really no fun. Can anybody out there hear this guy? Can you hear this guy?
We're not going to go to the store before coming to work, or we'll be late, or something will happen.
You're right.
Just make it cash.
I'm not going to go to the store beforehand because my team isn't losing.
Okay, fine. We'll do it. Okay.
How about this then? At the end of the seven games, I get to wash you down with gasoline and light you on fire. Does that sound like a good deal? Are you in for that?
I'm sorry for ruining your bit. Okay. Every game, we'll do a... Whoever's team
we're
loses...
We're sitting around, and we're just going to complain and kvetch.
I'm saying I'm open to doing this, but I know... I know us both well enough to know that neither of us are going to stop at the store on the way.
Then what does it matter?
Then what's the point of betting if we're not going to follow through with it?
Well, what's the point in life? I haven't been following through on my life in years.
Okay. Do you want to do money or do you want to do a snack?
HJs.
I'm not excited about that. My 88 win.
Now you don't have to stop at a store.
Money or stopping at a store? What is it? Or what we could do is we could put 10 per game in a jar, and then whoever's team wins the series gets the whole jar.
That's just like betting on the series, you idiot.
No, it's betting on each game, and then the longer the series goes, the more money's in the jar. Okay, we'll figure this out.
How about this? if the Astros win tonight, tomorrow I get to slap you once across the face.
No,
and
I don't
if
like
the Braves
that.
Win,
I don't
you
like
can slap
that either. I don't want to slap you, and I don't want to be slapped.
Go to the break. I'm so mad at you right now. I'm so mad at you.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Yes, today is the greatest because, Matt, it is National Pumpkin Day. From
what?
Pumpkin spice lattes to the, our beloved jack-o'-lanterns. Every October 26th is when we celebrate National Pumpkin Day.
Is it odd that National Pumpkin Day is like before Halloween?
Well, it's National Pumpkin Day, not National Jack-o'-lantern Day.
Okay.
There might be a difference there. Slight.
You make pretty good friends of a lantern if you do that. I guess. Now, pumpkin, a lot of times when people think of pumpkin, they think of that big-ass orange thing that we carve, right?
Yes.
But aren't other things pumpkins, too?
Sure. Gourds. I don't know, man.
Yeah, yeah.
How much research do you think I did on this?
Hey, I'm sorry. I thought you just knew in the back of your head. Like, butternut squash is technically a pumpkin, right?
I think so. And also, jack-o'-lanterns don't just have to be pumpkins either. There are other vegetables, like turnips and stuff, that people used to carve and make jack-o'-lanterns out of.
Well, that's ridiculous. Who would carve a turnip?
Ancient people, man.
Yeah, well, where are they now? Dead.
Exactly.
That's what they get.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I remember going to an Italian food restaurant one time, and they were serving pumpkin ravioli. And in my head, I was thinking, like, you know, pumpkin pie?
Ew.
And I was like, ugh, that doesn't sound good at all.
With ravioli, no.
I was little. Turns out it was delicious.
Because it was more like a squash kind of cut up.
Yeah, crazy good.
One of my favorite things to do this time of year is, of course, carve pumpkins, which I'm glad I haven't done because everyone in my neighborhood that had one,
it's rotted.
It's now rotted and sitting out by the curb or in the compost bin because it doesn't last long. But that's where I came up with a couple of tips. One was to use a reciprocating saw to carve your pumpkins, be a little more efficient with that. Two, use Scotch Guard to keep your pumpkin alive even longer. Is that stuff flammable and dangerous to use on the pumpkin? I don't know.
Just give it a whirl anyway, kids.
Yeah, find out.
My wife was very upset because she wanted to carve pumpkins this past weekend when we had our annual Halloween party. By the way, photos of pizza skulls will be going up shortly.
Oh, your wife's famous pizza skulls.
She's
love
famous
it.
For her pizza skulls. If you don't know what a pizza skull is, pay attention and hang out a bit. So she wanted to carve pumpkins last Saturday. I was like, no. And she's from up north. So in her mind, you know, a jack-o'-lantern is something you carve at, like, on October 1st.
And it stays through Halloween, then
sure.
Halloween you toss it.
But her hometown, I think the high so far has been 45 degrees in October. I'm like, yeah, that's a very different world, honey. And so I just said, if you can be patient, and sure enough, by tomorrow morning, we'll be able to finally carve, and they'll stay all the way through Halloween.
Yeah, maybe stay through Halloween. Our comedian friend Chris Cubis, I saw on Instagram, carved some pumpkins, and 3 days later, it was already fallen through and rotted. Yeah.
Once it gets into the 80s, you're doomed right there.
Question.
You still can't throw that at a person, though.
It does. You can heave it great, and we still need to work on our pumpkin trebuchet someday. But we can wait till summer and do a watermelon trebuchet. It's all the same. Do you or your wife, do you make things out of the pumpkin guts? Do you do baked pumpkin seeds and that sort of thing?
We tried that when we first had kids, and because we thought, oh, we should, and it becomes exhausting so quickly, and I'm just like, no, I'm out.
Okay, now I love pumpkin seeds, and never mind.
I had them, and I was like, they're chewy. It's like eating balsa wood.
Or bad sunflower, but it all depends on the flavor you use on it. You got to get a little bit of Jess Pryle's rub.
Uh-oh, you and I are going to have a fight at some other time. You know how I feel about Flavor Blast.
You don't like the Flavor Blast. When you eat sunflower seeds, you just do regular?
Yes.
Oh, gross, dude. What's wrong with you? Anyways, today is the greatest day! Because it's National Pumpkin Day, and if you have any carvings of Matt and CJ, we would love to see them.
Yeah, we would.
Yeah.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
If you got a car you care about, might want to bring it inside tonight.
How do I do that?
Not to the front door. Well, here's the thing, and what's tricky is that the people that most can afford hail damage tend to never have hail damage because they got a nice house.
Multi-car garage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird how the world works that way,
right? So you're saying it's going to hail tonight.
There's a high possibility. I'm not saying probability. There's a high possibility that it could hail in the Austin area this evening. This big storm is coming through. The benefit is going to be a gorgeous weekend. Really nice. All like for the foreseeable week. It's still not going to be fall weather.
But
the highs are going to be
cooler.
In the mid-70s, okay. But cooler. But, yeah, here comes the hail. We had that huge hailstorm earlier this year.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I'm not scared of the dents. I saw people's entire windows just busted out from this.
Well, the every street corner hail repair guy still haven't left the area. The folks are still getting re-roofs in town, and it could be another big storm tonight. We'll see. It kind of sucks, though, as I have no place to put cars. And then you feel like a sitting duck.
Yeah. I have a neighbor who, well, I don't want to call him out because he listens. Okay, let's be real. He listens to the station next door. But I've seen him multiple times drag out remnant carpet,
mm-hmm.
Which you know what that is. It's just carpet from the big rolls.
That
they
sounds
cut
like
it.
A good idea.
He drags out remnant carpet. I don't know where he gets it from, if he dries it, if he saves it, and he slaps it over his trucks.
That's a great idea.
It's genius, but where do you store rolls of carpet in your house?
I've never bought new cars. I've always been a used car guy.
Oh, but you just got a new car.
I had just bought a new car for my wife and my kids. And it was a matter of, I don't know, 3 months old, 4 months old, something like that, when the last storm came through and riddled it with hail damage. Mm. We didn't have it repaired, and luckily, I guess that worked to our advantage, because a few weeks later, an unlicensed driver ran a red light at 55 miles an hour completely totaled that car. You know, the car shortage is going on. It took me 5 months to find a replacement car.
Damn.
We've had it for 2 weeks. Still a paper license plate on the damn thing. And I just know it's going
to
get riddled tonight. I just know it's going
to
get riddled tonight.
I mean, there's got to be something besides remnant carpet that you can do.
I'm going to make my kids go out there and lie on top of the van.
Don't destroy it. Why don't you clean out you have a garage.
Yeah, it's filled with, go look at it right now.
I know, it's filled with tools and rats.
It's not filled with my tools are way back in the back. Currently, it is filled, well, I'm going to be fair. One half of the garage is filled with my ride-on lawnmower, my table saw. I got one half.
You got your good dad stuff.
But the other side is just kids' crap.
Bicycles, riding toys.
Crap.
Skateboards.
Crap.
Oh, man. Well,
yeah.
Best of luck to you.
Now, everyone needs a ride-on lawnmower, but who needs bicycles? In the future, we won't even use bicycles, right? We'll just float from one place to another. Using our brains.
Mm.
The future is now.
No hail damage.
Good luck tonight, everybody.
Except on my ass.
Good. Oh, man. Sorry, bro.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Sorry, ladies, but men are still horrible.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Since when? I thought we talked about this stuff. I thought we worked on it.
No,
we had a meeting.
And this time it comes in a way it's actually even more surprising than you would think. Bush and Bush Light have teamed up with David's Bridal to bring brides what they've been really waiting for, which is a Bush Light camouflaged themed bridal dress for $750.
Yeah. Oh, I feel sorry for the Southern redneck husbands that are going to make their wives wear that. Feel sorry for the wives.
You just said you felt sorry for the husbands.
Well, yeah, because she's going to end up being a big
Freudian.
Old girl.
Oh, God, wow, you really... Now, Bush has been kind of fun, like PBR has as well. They've been doing, you know, fun things.
Yeah, good little marketing campaigns.
Sure. Which I think is essentially what this is. I will say this, if you like coordination, they are also making a Bush Light camouflaged themed bow tie that your husband-to-be can wear. It's not terrible. Like, if you look at it, it's not terrible. Like David's Bridal did a good job with putting that together. You see it, right?
I know. It's just still, it's David's Bridal, it's camo, and it's Bush beer.
My biggest, the thing that makes me, Look at the model that they used in this photograph.
Yeah, she's never going to wear
this,
that.
This
in
is
a
not
wedding.
The person who's wearing this in a wedding.
No,
I don't. This model, I don't understand what they've gone and gotten a Ford model from New York high society and put her in this, and that's not who's ever going to wear this dress.
No, unfortunately not. It's going to be some. You know how you see those engagement photos where you're like, there's no way the woman thought of this. No way. Where they're like each holding the hog they just shot and posing with something really rednecky. I don't know. You got to love Bush, though. First beer I ever got drunk off of. And first beer that where I grew up sold it in 30 packs.
And a beer has led to a lot of shotgun weddings. So the dress can be purchased in either classic camo green or a more aluminum can-inspired gray, both of which feature the subtle addition of the word Bush weaved into the pattern, as well as a sweep train, side pockets. Now, ladies, I know you love pockets
in
your
pockets.
Dresses.
Yep.
I know you love pockets in dresses, so it may actually get you there. And an optional coverage panel. I don't know what that means because that is above my pay grade. These limited edition polyester dresses can be currently found on the David's Bridal website. You love David's Bridal for pre-order from now until November 26th at the price of $750. That's right. You have only a month to rush to the site and get what you can. Camo dress says a lot about the future.
And you know what? If your woman says yes to this and wears the camo dress, I will DJ your wedding and Matt Bearden will marry you.
That is actually true, and I would do that. I'll also say $750, that's a pretty good rate on a dress. Mm-hmm. Save a lot of money. You could buy matching four-wheelers to ride off.
Oh, hell yeah.
On right after the wedding.
A bunch of bush cans behind them just dragging.
Clank, 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 clank.
Entire wedding sponsored by a beer. I mean, let's be real. That's what's going to happen with me here at the radio station. Is it's
you know
going to be?
I can't believe your cousin showed up dressed in Lone Star gear. He knew this was
Bush. Better.
He knew that. He knows we're a Bush couple. That's just disrespectful.
101X. Here's more Matt and CJ.
If you've been wanting to live in a printed home, next year could be your chance. Right.
Are you saying I'm going to be living in cardboard soon?
No, it's actually way cooler than that. Have you seen a 3D printed home?
No.
So just like they can 3D print
a Lego,
a Lego or a bone. Can they do that? I made that up. or anything. There's a company here in Austin called Icon. They've actually 3D printed some homes over on the east side already. And they just announced that they were going to build the largest, world's largest 3D printed community, and they're going to start on it next year, 2022. They're going to do 100 homes in a neighborhood.
Here in Austin?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Another place I can't afford to live.
I don't know. The price comes down. I don't know if you've seen it. It's a huge, huge, huge robot that's the size of like a lot. And then it just lays down. It just squeezes
out. That's the noise it makes.
It squeezes out this ribbon of like toothpaste. And it just puts layer upon layer upon layer of this ribbon of toothpaste.
Like making brick?
It doesn't make. It's not bricks. It's one solid of toothpaste.
Stop it.
Why?
That's not the noise it makes.
That's the sound. It is. Have you not ever seen video of them?
Of 3D printers? Just, okay. Okay.
It squeezes out this big old ribbon of what looks like toothpaste. About, I don't know, 8 inches wide. Like a big old noodle.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, it's got two legs. And it just squeezes it out, and then it just makes all the walls that way. And then, kind of like in a day, all the walls and the foundation
of
your house are there.
The framework of the house,
yeah.
Okay.
You still have to go, and you have to put a roof on it.
Plumbing, electricity, I assume.
Yeah, don't worry about that stuff. Don't worry about that stuff. You'll figure that out later.
So you're essentially just living in a giant plastic Barbie doll house.
I mean, if you want to, I'm sure at some when people first started having houses that weren't made out of, you know, stucco and thatch, I'm sure people are like, really? You're going to build a house out of wood?
Wood and brick?
Oh, okay. All right. That makes sense.
You're not even going to have a straw roof? What's the shingle crap?
Yeah. Whoa. All right, buddy. All right, Mr. Future. Enjoy your life. I've seen some videos of some of the houses that they built over on the east side. I guess they did three of them. This new neighborhood's going to have a bunch of two stories as well. I don't know how they do that. Guess they bring out more toothpaste. And it looks kind of exciting. I to me, it's you know, it's we're on the cusp of something new. Will it work? I don't know. Do people want to live in a printed house? I also don't know the answer to that. But I will say, anything we can do to build housing faster than in we Austin,
it's so impossible to do now.
Will level out the playing field for people, because right now housing is insanely priced in town.
Mm-hmm.
And as we all know, a lot of us are being kind of priced out, or even if we can afford houses, I think we're kind of shocked at what we're paying when you can go to nearby Houston and get, I don't know, four times the amount of house for the same price.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, I'm a big fan of build, let's go. And this could, you know, Mike, me on the way. Now, would it be better for us to print high rises instead of single family homes? Sure.
Probably.
That's a faster fix for things, but
that's not the American way, though.
We're still Texans and we still want to have our own little
our
plot.
Yard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I will say this, though. Having, you know, friends that have like essentially no yard to mow or anything, I'm like, oh, you guys have, you've actually stumbled upon the genius move right here.
Yeah, no problem. But do they have dogs, though?
Well, yeah.
That's the only thing that I love, having a yard. I completely get it. I think it's wasteful to have so much property go, you know, to one home, but, you know, it's easy just to open the door, let the dogs out, and not worry about it.
Yeah, I mean, you could just put a leash on them and go for a walk, but...
Nah, no.
You're right.
Then I got to get up a half hour earlier.
You're right. You and I should continue just to see how incredibly large we could get.
Yes, just lazy, fat, living in our plastic printed house.
Both of our dogs are probably just like... He's not, he goes somewhere. Where does he go? Does he, how come he keeps getting, we need to get a yard for our owner so he can trim down. He's never out there running around with us. 101X,
Matt and CJ. So every Friday-ish around this time, Matt and I are going to do some sort of sports bet. Monday, we'll read the results of what happened over the weekend. And on Tuesday, it is the spinning of our brand new punishment wheel. It's a piece of crap. It barely spins. But
I can work on that if you want.
I got us punishment. Could you just make us a new one, actually? I stole this from another radio station, and, you know, they might need it back.
Let me see it. Give it a spin. This is the... This yesterday, you asked people to suggest punishments for you because you lost.
Yes, but we should probably get the punishments before the reading of the bets.
Look. I've been great at procrastinating my entire life. It's worked out for me. Let's not hurry up too much right now. Let me see that thing. Let me see that okay. Wheel. This thing really is. It doesn't matter. I don't need the base. It's not what I'm just trying to figure out how it's made.
It's a wheel on a screw with a hole in it.
Yeah, I see what they, and they've got the lag, but they don't have it connected correctly. It's fine. We'll get this fixed up nicely, buddy.
Okay, good.
We'll get this fixed up nicely.
We'll be doing some good spins in no time. In the meantime, I got to spin this bad boy.
In the meantime, this thing's atrocious.
I wonder how much we paid for it.
Too much. I don't think you paid for that. I think that just fell out of a trash can somewhere.
All right, so we've got our big wheel. Here are some of the punishments this week. All fitting in with some things that have happened around the show, suggested by you at Just Matt and CJ, if you want to make a suggestion, by the way. And my punishment, which I will have to complete and bring in this week, this one's really good, buy the other person a taco. Simple enough. Buy this week's Crack'em. Okay,
that's a couple of beers. That's not bad.
This one was suggested yesterday by someone on our Facebook page, a Lego walk.
Yeah, that's where we
that's good.
You do. I'm assuming you'd get blindfolded, throw a bunch of Legos on the ground, then have to walk across them.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that one.
That's perfect. Drink candy corn tea. We've been talking about candy corn a lot, so...
It's weird. I mean, it really is just going to be sweet water, but it's also just like I hate candy corn, so I would hate that one.
Yeah. I added loser has to make a $20 donation to Bully Ranch to our friends out there. So yeah, just pay your penance, I guess would be that one.
Just donate an entire Saturday. Only give them another $20.
Buy and wear the Skeleboner costume.
That one's not really going to, I mean, I don't want to tell you why it's not going to work, but okay.
Okay. All right, so we ready to spin?
Yeah, you're going to spin it and see what you can do with
okay.
it?
Okay, let's see if I can get this going good. Come on, give me something good. Give me something good.
Oh, you actually got that thing to spin.
Oh, hell yeah. It's easy. Buy this week's Crack'em.
Oh, yeah, that's
buy
not bad
this week's Crack'em. So.
That's good. I am going to want Nika coffee whiskey for this weekend, I mean, if you don't mind. For Crack'em?
It didn't say you get a pick.
Oh, it doesn't?
I mean, we can really figure out the rules. And
you're
going to
turn
this
back on me by buying something horrendous.
No, I feel like in the spirit of this, it is to buy something nice. Buy something good. You know, that's not too expensive. In fact, if I could get my hands on some Pumpkinator from St. Arnold's, I would definitely do that.
No.
No?
No.
You don't want anything?
$100 bottle of whiskey or go home.
That, you don't crack a whiskey, you crack a beer.
I would crack a whiskey.
No,
for sure.
See, this is supposed to be a fun, exciting.
I'm going to have so much fun drinking $100 whiskey. What are you talking about?
No, you're getting Lone Star and you'll like it. We'll see what I get, Matt, this Friday.
Matt and CJ. 101X.
Texas is crawling with ghosts. Last couple of weeks, we've been exploring some, you know, places that are claimed to be haunted.
Yeah.
Trying to get you ready for Halloween. Today, we're going to go outside of Austin City Limits. Actually, I'm going to take you a little bit away. I'm going to take you to East Texas, to Big Thicket Country.
Ooh, the swampland.
Big Thicket. Not to be mistaken with like a Big Thick and Hearty burger, which would be delicious.
Yeah, that's not scary at all until the next morning.
Big Thicket, if you haven't ever been out there, is an impossibly dense area of trees and underbrush and what have you. And it's big. It is big. Mm-hmm. There's actually a state park out there. Even before any kind of Europeans arrived at any point, Native tribes like the Alabama Coushatta or whatever, they wouldn't even go into Big Thicket. They'd hunt around the edges, but nobody wanted to go into Big Thicket.
Yeah.
There were tales.
Spooky.
There were tales when the Europeans met up with the Native Americans. The Native Americans said, we don't go in there because there is something that lives in those woods, glowing, so some kind of glowing god spirit. We don't go in there.
Oh, it's just bioluminescence. That's feasible. That
yeah.
happens.
So then years later, they put in a railroad track. Now it's called Bragg Road. They took out the railroad tracks eventually and put a road in there. It's called Bragg Road. Pretty straight road. Goes right through it. Daytime, I've been on it in the daytime.
Still spooky?
No. You're just like, whoa, this is
dense.
If we broke down, we would be stuck out here. There is a nothing. But at nighttime, people still say they can see these glowing orbs. All kinds of stories behind why you can see the glowing orbs, of course. One of the the longest tales is about the fact that there were some immigrants that had come to Texas to work, and the foreman stole their money. And then he said, well, no one's going to believe that I stole your money. You're just a bunch of immigrants. And then he murdered them, and then no one ever tried the case because they were immigrants. So it's nice to know nothing has
changed
in Texas in 100-some-odd years, because that could conceivably still happen. Some people say, oh, there's a lost hunter who's forever haunting the woods. My favorite is that there was a brakeman on a railroad who lost his head, got hit by a train, and he lost his head, and he's forever looking for his head. I don't know, for some reason, I just like headless horseman kind of stuff. But anyway, people go out there now, and they say that they can see this glowing orb. I'm a big skeptic, and I'm like, man, whatever. Except the glowing orb was actually photographed by National Geographic in the 1970s.
What?
Yeah.
Okay,
they
is it like
somebody
swamp
out
gas
there.
Or something?
If you want to take the fun out of it, yes, probably going to be some
okay.
kind of bioluminescent swamp gas kind of thing or something.
Or,
right?
Or it's tainted.
But here's what I'm going to tell you. I've been fortunate to travel around a lot of the United States, and few places scare me more than East Texas. Just naturally scare me. It is all kinds of deliverance. You're going to get murdered out there.
Mm-hmm.
So just that alone would have me frightened. Then going on this road, this is something that would genuinely scare me. Haunted houses, stuff like that, don't. But driving down a road through East Texas, with all my teeth, I clearly look like an outsider.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and I don't know how I feel about it. Would you go do it?
That stuff spooks me out too. The piney woods, the thick trees. I mean, I've last couple summers drove up through East Texas to Arkansas. Didn't really get like far into East Texas, but once you kind of get into Oklahoma and northwest Arkansas, it gets a little spooky.
Yeah.
When you're on a very narrow road and there's nothing but trees around you and it's very hilly. Ugh.
Yeah, spirits and angels and any kind of ghosts, you know, the supernatural, I don't believe in any of it, so it doesn't scare me at all. But you know what is something that's very real?
The hills have eyes, rednecks.
Murderous hillbillies
yes.
actually exist, and they, guess what? They murder a lot, and they frighten me. Absolutely frighten me.
There's a reason why the movie Deliverance strikes a chord with people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and I don't know how to play the banjo, so I can't talk my way out of it.
Here's more from Jeff, Matt, and CJ. 101X.
You are a huge nerd.
It is time for your nerd report, Matt.
Nerd report.
Breaking news. Dune will officially be getting a sequel. A lot of people were worried it might not happen. Had the movie tanked, been really bad. Even though it was boldly titled Dune Part 1, there was still no Dune Part 2 in the makings, but it's officially happening. The theatrical release has been greenlit and will come out October of 2023.
Did you see the Dune with Sting that came out in the theaters like 100 years ago?
The David Lynch one?
Is that who made it? Is it David Lynch?
Yeah, that's why it's so weird.
I never saw it. So I don't know anything about it. Did that Dune cover all the books or was it the same story? I don't know.
It covers just the first book. The second one, I think, involves Paul Atreides' son who lives for a thousand years.
Don't get too nerdy. Okay. Let me just ask you. I'm asking you layperson questions. Just answer for the lay people, okay?
Okay. So the spice melange is how.
Stop.
Okay.
Nerd. So that basically that movie. And this new one that's out that everyone's going gaga covered the same stuff.
Correct.
Okay. Next question.
Yes.
Do you know how many Dune books there are?
I think there's 5.
Okay. You don't have to name. I mean, there's going to be somebody out there who's going to be like, actually.
But I think Frank Herbert did 5 of them before he passed. And maybe his son finished up a second one.
Okay.
Or one after that.
The only thing I have ever known about Dune is that I really, for years, wanted to see that documentary about that guy who wanted to make Dune, but nobody let him make Dune. And apparently he's nuts, and then the documentary is nuts. Do you know anything about
that? That sounds tight. Yeah. Actually, I really want to see that. That's a good recommendation.
Somebody told me that it is nutso, and that when you come out of watching the documentary exhausted and feeling crazy. So it's called Somebody's Dune, and it's about this filmmaker, I think who's maybe Italian, who really wanted to make a movie about Dune but couldn't get the money, and I think he probably...
was a little off.
And I think he ate a little bit of acid, too, here and there.
Dude,
but
I hear it's
insane. Yeah, I don't know anything about Dune. Everyone's
okay,
been
so
going.
Artificial intelligence caused.
I know about
revolution.
I know the spice must flow, and I know about the big wieners that go around through the sand. Okay?
No, those are not uncircumcised wieners with butthole mouths. Those are worms.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, you find out something new every day, and this is essentially the same thing as the movie Chud, right?
No, very different.
Cannibalistic humanoid underground dwellers.
And although they do have glowing eyes, much like the Fremen in Dune, and the spice is essentially worm poop, you know what? This is essentially Chud.
Yeah, yeah.
There we go.
Except the worms don't eventually go do open mics around the city.
No. Ooh, burn!
Okay, well, I'm interested. I'm going to watch this Dune. You've gotten me excited.
It's worth seeing in theaters.
It's pretty.
You don't have to know anything about Dune to like it.
That's what I hear. And I keep hearing from people, go see it in the theater, go see it in the theater.
Yeah, go see it in the theater.
Nah, I'm going to watch it at home on my laptop.
No.
That's what I'm going to do.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Bunch of Austinites are about to get free airline tickets. You could be one of them.
Get the hell out.
Well, that is actually the catch.
Tight.
Yeah, there's a company, O's Brands. O's, as in the
Ozarks.
And they're offering tickets to Austinites. Come see what Northwest Arkansas has to offer. The catch is the tickets are one-way tickets.
Ooh, you can't come back.
Well, you could buy your own ticket back, and it would, if you look at it that way, it's a half-price ticket to go. I've been to this area, Fayetteville, Bentonville. It's where Walmart started, and there is so much money up there.
Yeah, in the land of Walmart and piney trees.
Yeah, I went to a wedding up there. Beautiful. A little bit creepy because it's the most, like Bentonville is insanely friendly. Like creepy
really?
Friendly. Yeah, because it's, everyone kind of has a job. So and then downtown is super clean because there's so much money to take care of stuff. It's a great example
utopia.
Of what happens when there's lots of money to spend.
Yeah, I don't get that. Arkansas's beautiful. You have, you know, mountain springs and places to swim. It's gorgeous hiking trails,
well,
national
sure.
parks.
And they're positioning themselves. They're saying, hey, we're the next Austin. We are Austin of the 1970s and 80s. Arts, cool factor, money, surrounded by lots of red, but we here are blue. And who better to repopulate this area and make us the next Austin than Austinites themselves? So
okay.
Pack up and come out here.
I've got a genius idea. Let's do what all the cities in Texas did in the 70s and 80s to Austin.
Oh, make fun of it?
Bus all our homeless people to Bentonville.
It is interesting to see what's going on there. When I went to Bentonville for this wedding, I went to go get coffee one morning for my wife and I, and my hands were full, and two different people from two different tables jumped up to open the door for me at this coffee cafe so that I could get out. And I was like, it creeped me the hell out.
What cult is this?
Yeah, it really was. And everyone's just like, hi, have a nice day. Enjoy your time here.
Dude, that sounds like you're in Utah almost.
I have a couple of friends now who got tired of spending money to live down here and have moved to like Fayetteville. They live in grandiose, awesome, old-fashioned houses. There's this very like hipster-esque artist colonies and stuff. Lots of musicians, writers, stuff like that. But there's also all the Dell money, all the Tesla money, all that money is there already. It's not on its way later. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And all the grandchildren of the Walton family grew up knowing that their name was synonymous with like billionaires, and they were like, oh, we're first in line to be eaten when the revolution comes.
Let's be nice.
So they're like, hey, let's do these programs to make Northwest Arkansas seem better. And they've built an insanely cool museum up there. And then they've just started passing out money to all these arts organizations.
Man, at first you had me very much like the cliche, yeah, get out of Austin, man. And I was just going to stay behind and reap the benefits. But what are the benefits? 110 degree heat during the summer, 4-3 football team. What else? What else we got? Springs and pools that are constantly closed due to cow doo-doo?
Yeah. Well, now here, there's only one. This is, so Northwest Arkansas is, like I said, it is beautiful.
Yeah.
There you fly up there. It's way cheaper. There's really only one drawback. Oh, and have you ever been to the Ozarks? The Ozarks are gorgeous. Yeah. It's incredible up there. And the weather is so nice. Only one drawback.
What's that?
You got to be in Arkansas.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I'm not sure how they're going to get over that hurdle.
Yeah.
So far, they have everything going for them except their Arkansas.
And I ain't got no hot cousins.
Yeah, so.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Halloween is back.
Oh, you mean like it had a couple of years off?
A little bit, especially during 2020's pandemic year. There was a slight downturn in Halloween. But now Halloween is back. Consumers are expected to spend a record $10.14 billion on Halloween this year. Remember when I was bitching about how in September people were already setting up yard decorations? It's becoming Christmas Part 2. As in the second biggest holiday in the United States. That's my prediction.
I think a lot of people like Halloween better than Christmas.
It's spooky season. It's fun.
I noticed that on eBay and some sites like that, some of the big decorations that people really like, because they're having a hard time getting some of that stuff, a lot of it's made in China, having a hard time getting it here and into the country, people are paying $600, $700, $800 for one of those inflatable things for their yard because of the same thing you found yourself in, that predicament. A guy makes a promise to his lady, I'll get it decorated out there.
The house will be ready October 1st.
And then he puts it off for a little bit. Then he goes to the Home Depot thinking he's going to pick it up, and he's gone. Now he's got an unhappy lady.
Empty. I mean, they had a small Halloween section, and Christmas stuff was out already. They said spending on candy this year has already surged 29% versus last year.
You're welcome.
The only big issue, again, you kind of hit on that, is the supply chain isn't able to keep up with the demand of things from costumes to candy to decorations. But it is one of the biggest Halloweens to date.
I'll be interested to see how people handle Halloween this year, I think, because of masking and stage 3. Whatever, maybe we can get back to kind of normal. I will say also last year's Halloween was really awesome. It was really awesome. In my neighborhood, most of my neighbors had kind of conceived of odd and weird contraptions and ways to deliver candy to kids.
I did too. I had a little trolley that ran on a wire that went from my house to my back gate. The only problem I had with Halloween was it was my first year living in that neighborhood. There was, you know, the COVID going on. But in the past, in this neighborhood over here, I've ran out of candy several times, and you never want to be the house that runs out of candy. So I spent a lot of money on candy. I told all my friends that were coming over to buy big bags of candy because I said, there are kids all over this neighborhood, all over this neighborhood. It is packed. We're going to be busy nonstop. Problem is my neighborhood's clearly one of those ones where they bus the kids to the other ones to trick-or-treat.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people trick-or-treating in the hood, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And I ended up with a freezer filled with bags of candy that I think is still left to this day.
Well, I'll help you with that for sure. Yeah, well, some of my neighbors had devised some really ingenious ways. You know, chutes that slid down, little trebuchets, where if you caught the candy in midair, then they gave you a second bag of candy. You know what I mean? So they made the kids, and there, because there weren't a whole lot of people trick or treating, it's a little thinner. People gave out, I mean, we went to a couple houses where they gave out full, not none of this fun size crap, full size Hershey bars.
Damn.
And my
kids,
that
was a good year.
Do you know what the look on a kid's face when they get a full size candy bar at a house?
It's confusing. It's like,
but also, remember, when you were a kid, one of the great things about Halloween, you didn't have a car. You really had kind of your own money. You couldn't just say, I'll be back in an hour and walk out the front door, right? So there aren't that many opportunities to collect stuff, get stuff, put stuff in your pockets, get candy. Because most of the time you're with your parents anyway. So if you're at a convenience store, and
they're going to say no.
Yeah, they're going to say, well, I saved up the $5. It's my allowance. I can do whatever I want. And they're like, no, you're not buying candy with it. Now it's just the night where your parents are like, yeah, go get it. And then to have someone hand you a full size bar. My kids were pretty stoked.
Pretty stoked. This year, my house is going to get egged for sure because I've already decided I'm just putting the stool with the bowl out front. You know what happens with that. First 10 minutes, it's gone. If even 10 minutes. First group of trick-or-treaters, they dump that entire damn thing in their bags and it's gone. But that's all I'm doing this year.
I put out a bowl and I fill it with some candy, but then I also have a bunch of contraptions that shoot hydrochloric acid on you when you get up there really close.
Oh, yeah. So if you lie and steal, okay,
yeah,
that's what you get.
Yeah.
Electrocuted, burnt with acid.
In your faces, kids.
101X. Here's more Matt and CJ.
Time for people behaving badly.
Who is it today?
Well, I desperately didn't want to do the story that we had as the fallback.
Oh, no.
So I moved away from it.
Okay.
And I have found something else. Turns out LeBron James is in a fight.
No!
Yes.
Who's he beefing with?
Well, LeBron has strong feelings sometimes. And then sometimes even when LeBron doesn't have strong feelings, he can be a magnet for controversy just because everything he says seems to carry some weight.
And the Lakers are off to a poor start.
Yes. Well, LeBron, right after a preseason game, was talking about Squid Game.
Okay.
And apparently,
how can you go wrong there?
Biggest show on television. People are going crazy about it. I started watching with the family. It is, I thought it was going to be, how do I say this where it doesn't sound negative? I thought it was going to be, I'm enjoying it. I thought it was going to be better because of all the hype about it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize, like, oh, this is really, Like, my wife loves it because they tell you everything that's happening constantly. There's, like, nothing to figure out. But apparently, James basically said that the ending was terrible. And
so people got pissed about that.
Wait. That's not exactly what happened.
Okay.
He just apparently went off and said it was pretty decent, but I don't know why everyone's so excited. The ending was really crap. It was really bad. And that carries a lot of weight, especially if you think about how big the NBA is in Asia.
Oh, right? Yeah. There's been, last week the Boston Celtics were canceled in China?
Well, think about this. I mean, LeBron James in Asia is, he's like just under whatever a god is.
Yeah.
You know, he's pretty exalted. Well, word got back to Wang Dong-hyuk. I'm probably butchering that, and I apologize, but he's the creator of Squid Game, and he's kind of riding a high right now, right? He tried to pitch this show for 10 years. Nobody would take it.
Finally,
Netflix takes it, and it turns out to be a huge international hit. And word got to him that LeBron James was dogging his show.
His baby.
Yes. And he said LeBron James is cool and can say what he wants. I respect that. I'm very thankful he watched the whole series. And then he added,
"Oh, here we go.
Have you seen Space Jam 2?"
Oh, yes! Yes! That's awesome.
It's such an incredible dunk.
Good burn.
It's such a dunk. So good on him. Good on him. He said he wouldn't change his ending. He said, that's my ending. If he had his own, it would satisfy him. Maybe he could make his own sequel. I'll check it out. Maybe send him a message saying, I liked your whole show, except the ending. Anyway, I feel that this director and creator is a little bit like, the whole world is saying, essentially his career is set forever, right? He created this, and Hollywood will just continue to throw money at this guy to create anything.
They did it with M. Night Shyamalan.
Right. They'll do anything. He's going to be a multi-millionaire, riding high. What could possibly touch him? He's got a little case of the CJ disease, which is he got criticism from somebody, and he can't just go, oh, man, that's too bad. I wish he would have liked it more. Instead, he's got to just keep going back. Like, well, why does he make his own movie? Why does he do that?
But that was a good dunk. I gotta say, that was
really good dunk.
If you can do if you can etch a little laser like that, do it. If not,
generally to see a dunk that great, you would need to go see LeBron James.
Yes. 101X, Matt and CJ. Disney is going to cancel the D.
They're going to cancel the D?
Disney wants to cancel the D.
Well, that's no good. Good. But you know what? You shouldn't have one of those things out of Disneyland anyway.
It's about time. Yeah. You're around children.
You got the kids around.
After this weekend, a photo went viral of a couple that both made their own T-shirts, or I guess they bought them online, but it says, I gave her the D. And hers says, I wanted the D, and it's, of course, the Disney D. This photo, which is, just a couple walking around with their goofy shirts, which people love wearing goofy shirts together.
People love taking pictures like, oh, my God, that's hilarious.
Well, it went viral, and people were pissed about it, including former Disney employees and execs.
They were mad?
They were mad.
Why?
One person who was a former Imagineer tweeted the photo and said, D is for don't. Other people were complaining and yelling about it and even reaching out to the website that makes the shirts, asking them to stop. And Disney has said they do reserve the right to deny admission to anyone or remove any person wearing attire that we consider inappropriate. People can't take a joke.
And you don't. Your brain has to go there. There's nothing dirty about I gave her the D. Unless you're filling in the blanks because you have a filthy mind.
Which seems exactly what they're doing. I mean, yeah, it is. He gave her the D, the ticket to Disney. That's what that means.
Throwback to, do you remember when they used to have to put the parental advisory labels on CDs? Does anybody here remember CDs, what those were? Do you remember those things?
Yeah.
From 4,000 years ago? They used to put a parental advisory.
Yeah, wasn't that Al Gore, Tipper Gore, yep, or something like that, yep, that made that happen?
And they were,
yeah,
protecting the kids.
Yeah.
But it was so stupid. And this is really stupid, isn't it?
Very stupid. It's not vulgar or graphic at all. And it's one of those things that I think we see a lot. If you're a parent and your kids ask you what that means, you just make something up. Or if they ask you why that's whatever, you as the adult know what it means, but your kids don't.
Yeah, if my kids came to me and they said, "Dad, I see these people over there." Everyone's staring at them, and they see them, and both my kids could read, so they'd see one of them. A guy has a shirt on that says, "I gave her the D," and then the woman's shirt says, "I wanted the D." And my kids were to say, "What's that about?" I would say, "Those are people who don't have children. That's who they are. They are at Disneyland, and they clearly don't have children because they're still into the D and wanting the D. And once you have kids, it really ruins the D time."
Matt and CJ, 101X.
Thursday, if you want to come hang out at the radio station, drink some St. Arnold's beverages if you're over 21, and check out our X session with the Culture Wars. Give me a call right now, 512-835-1015. Matt, have you ever had the pleasure of attending a 101X session?
I never have. They've always been at times when I wasn't in the station prior, and then a couple times when I wanted to come see something when I was working over at KLBJ.
I gotta edit that out. Okay, go on.
KLBJ FM.
Oh, yeah, so edit that out too.
Oh, still edited?
Yeah.
A couple times I showed up to see a band and I was told that there was no room.
Ah,
I couldn't go in.
Hey, now you're one of the stars. So an X session's pretty cool. You get to bring a friend. You walk upstairs. You grab you a St. Arnold's beer if you're over 21. And usually we have some food, some snacks for you to eat. And then you sit down and you get a 3 to 4 song kind of intimate performance, a little Q&A and all that stuff hosted
by
me.
Cool.
So it's pretty damn cool. So it's a good prize. And we're going to take someone now and hopefully hook them up. Hey, caller, who's this? Caller.
Yeah, I'd hang up on him.
Hey, hello. Caller. Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Okay, well, we've got a trivia question for you if you would like to attend this 101X session. Are you ready for it?
Oh, is that why they're even calling? Or what's your name, caller?
Barbara.
Hey, Barbara, are you trying to reach a doctor or a boyfriend? It doesn't sound like you were calling a radio station for a contest.
No, I just heard it on the radio, and ooh. I was like, why not give it a shot?
I love it. Why not?
Things can really go your way, Barbara. Here we go.
Your question is very simple.
So.
Here is your trivia question. What are our names?
Oh, she's not going to get that. She's listening to this. She doesn't know what our names are.
Sure you do, Barbara. One name is only two initials. The other only four letters. What is our names, Barbara?
What are our names?
What are our names? What are our names, Barbara?
So, for sure, CJ Morgan.
Hell
wow,
yeah.
Look at that, dude. Nailed it. Boom. Nailed
this. This is getting better every day. Okay, so we got that one. And who's the other host?
Don't worry, my wife doesn't know my name either.
You know what? You're still a winner. Congratulations, Barbara. You are going to our 101X session this Thursday at the studio. I'm going to put you on hold. Spinny's going to take your info. Thank you for listening, and more importantly, thank you for knowing my name.
Of course.
Okay, take care. We'll see you Thursday.
Sorry.
It's okay. You don't have to worry. You can learn my name by watching any one of my 4 or 5 Comedy Central appearances or the...
Wow!
How did you get that? Now I feel bad. I was being a D-head to you.
It's fine.
Well, thank you for listening. Make sure to tell a friend. And for the rest of you out there, tomorrow we will have another chance to win your way into this X session. I mean, it's free beverages from St. Arnold's. You get to see some music. It's 4 o'clock on Thursday.
It's
a really cool thing.
Can I have the day off so I can go up there and see the show?
No. We'll be sending Spinny up there to enjoy a good time. He deserves it. Maybe grab us some brews. More Just Matt and CJ coming up.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Keanu just decided to go from coolest to a little bit cooler.
Man, he's so cool. Remember when he was a laughing stock and kind of a joke of an actor, and now he's just Cool. The best.
Well, he put in some really terrible performances when he was younger, so I think people like to roll their eyes at him.
They thought he was just, you know, Bill and Ted, and that was it.
Sure.
One trick pony.
And then he was in some, like, Dangerous Liaisons where he couldn't do the accent, and it was uncomfortable to watch. And some other stuff when he was a kid. Anyway, he became a bazillionaire on The Matrix because instead of just getting paid, he decided to do something bold at the time. And he said, I want a piece of the movie.
Hell yeah.
People weren't really doing that back then.
That is pretty bold.
I'll take less money if you give me a piece of the movie. No one really realized it was going to be a multi-billion dollar franchise. He made gobs of money. But he's gone on to be kind of, I don't know, cooler than cool. I don't know how to explain it, but
Constantine, John Wick, all
so the John Wick movies are incredible. They just wrapped on John Wick 4, and he went and pulled a Keanu move, because I think if you want to hate on Keanu, it says that there's something seriously wrong with you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because he continues to be nice. For the most part, he stays out of the limelight. He doesn't really get involved in a lot of online stuff or whatever. You never see him being, very political or charged or rude. You see these stories, these kind of feel-good stories. Ladies love him. Ladies even love the John Wick because they're like, hey, look, yes, is he a murderer and an assassin? Yes.
But does he love his dog?
But does he love his dog? And ladies are like, ah, I get it. Anyway.
What did he do now?
He just wrapped on a film, and he handed out to all of his... You've seen the stunts in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Stunts are pretty incredible. A lot of jumping sideways with two guns, and someone's got to land on the ground for that each and every time. At the end of the wrap, he went over and he called all of his stunt guys over, all five of them, and said, hey, you guys have been great. You made me look so good in the movie. Here's a little parting gift for all of you. And then they open up boxes. Rolexes.
Damn!
10K Submariners in each of the boxes. Just gave away, like $50,000 worth of watches there real quick. Probably gets a discount. Bulk discount.
I guess so.
Yeah.
You know, I think I'm going to do that for you and Spinny. We've had such a good time here on the show the last couple weeks that I'm going to get you guys some original calculator watches. They have some of those at the Salvation Army. Batteries might not work, might burn your arm a little, but, you know, it's the thought that counts.
As long as you're giving away something original, I think for you and Spenny at the end of this week, because you've worked so hard, Werther's Originals on me.
Mmm, delicious. And you are an old man, so I'm sure you have plenty of those in your house.
Girl still knew my name, too.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
How about time for a little bit of spinnertainment?
Ooh, spinnertainment.
Yeah.
It's my favorite time of the day. Ladies and gentlemen, here comes Spencer, our producer.
Hey.
Once a day, we go and we let him out of the small dungeon where he works. And he brings us and lets us know what he's working on. What's happening today, Spenny?
Not a lot, man. Excited to unveil the first edition of the Nerd Report.
Yeah. Okay.
Sounder. Now, I don't know if you want to give you my thoughts on it first.
Sure.
Very disappointed in it.
Wow.
Starting off.
If you're an afternoon listener, you may not know, but earlier in the show, every single day.
4:55-ish.
Or right before 5 o'clock, you fill us in, CJ, with something you found from the nerd world.
Yeah,
right?
I wouldn't call it that. It's just things I'm into.
Okay.
But,
So you're developing some sounds for us, but you don't like it.
I think it might have a little too dark of a feel for some reason. Whereas Nerd Report, Report feels like a little more upbeat, and we're learning about history.
Yeah,
or
I would think it would be really fun and just
just disappointed.
You could have some like chants from Revenge of the Nerds, where that one guy's going like nerds.
I'm satisfied with a couple samples I did find from some nerd stuff. That one's a good one.
Okay.
I didn't find that yet.
But you say that it feels a little dark to you.
Something feels off to it to me, and I just need to take a little time away from it and readdress it maybe tomorrow.
Okay.
It's just getting frustrating.
Do you not want us to listen to it today?
No, we should.
Oh, okay.
Because if you guys somehow randomly love it, then that's less work for me.
I love the attitude.
Here it is. So every time we intro the Nerd Report, this is how we'll do it.
Welcome to the Nerd Report. The Nerd Report.
Yeah!
Nerd Alert!
dark. It just makes me feel like I'm sinking in a submarine a little bit, but it's
I want to change some elements about it.
Sound drops are good. It's an alert. You heard the klaxons in the background.
Yeah, but the klaxons sound a little I'm losing it right
Doomsday?
Now. No, what's the movie where once a year you get to go out? The Purge. It sounds a little bit like The Purge.
Yeah. See, maybe that's what it was. I couldn't quite pinpoint. I was like, I wanted some sort of maybe an alert.
I will say that the whole segment is supposed to be celebrating the wonderful things that are nerd culture, and it sounds a little bit like you want us to go out and murder them.
That's not what I was going for.
Did you put taps on this too?
Yeah, I figured I'd throw something fun in there.
Okay. You do know kind of how sound design works, right? I mean, you got
the whole
ambiance of the Nerd Report, and then you just halfway through the energetic upbeat song, you throw in taps.
Yeah, I did that. I just wanted to have fun. I knew this was going to be the first edition. It's not going to be the final.
It really says a lot about your mindset that you were like, I wanted this to be fun, so I put a song in there that we play at funerals.
For dead people.
Absolutely.
All right.
Okay, well,
any tips, any pointers? I think I got it all.
Yeah,
just tone down the alarm.
I would just start it all over.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think it could. That one might be a swing and a miss on that one. Let's hear it one more time.
I liked Homer Simpson.
I'll leave that down. Yeah, it kind of clashes with this song, too.
Yeah, it does.
I don't know why I couldn't put it into words or figure it out earlier. I was just forcing something, man. That's what it is. You gotta let it go sometimes.
Hey, keeping you employed one day at a time, it's the least we can do, Spencer.
Thank you, Spencer.
101X. Here's more Matt and CJ.
Can we figure out this World Series thing before we go home?
Sure.
I feel bad about it. You had a plan. I asked all over it.
No, not at all. When you say figure out the World Series thing, you mean you want me to explain it to you? It's like at the end of the season, there's two different. There's National League and American League, and then their best teams play through Division Series, and then they...
Oh, yeah, thanks, folks. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right, everybody.
At the start of the show, you talked about doing a bet because I'm a Braves fan. You're an Astros fan. They have, against all odds, met here in the Fall Classic, and you wanted to do some kind of betting thing, and I was kind of like, I don't know, I'm superstitious. So I do want to do it. You want to do cash? You want to do pick up snacks? What do you want to do?
Too late.
It's not too late.
Yeah.
No one is going to give a crap about us talking about baseball unless one of us is getting punished for it.
That's what I said earlier.
I know.
Said, I agree
with you.
In betting on sports.
Well, the problem is also when my teams are in championships, which is rare.
Right.
I usually don't watch because I'm too anxious to watch it.
I didn't even think about that.
And sometimes I don't even check the next day sometimes.
Right.
I like to check like 4 days later and be like, oh, well, okay.
I have forgot that I have seen you put your foot through a computer once over a sports game.
No,
Yeah, you have a little bit of a temper when it comes to that kind of.
Well, let's do something. Every game. Loser has to what?
Wash the other person's car.
No.
I want my car washed four times in a row.
We got to conserve water, and it's not going to happen four times in a row. Come on.
Yeah.
No, they're not pulling out the brooms. BS.
Okay. Let's just make it something simple. I mean, it can just be a beer. It could be, we've already got our other sports bet thing going on. I don't want to complicate that.
Let's do $5 a game.
Okay.
Is that easy? Why are you rolling your eyes? You said not to make it complicated. I said $10 a game.
Yeah, no, $5 a game
five,
is fine.
$5 a game works?
Yeah. $5 a game. So
are we going to put it in a jar?
Conceivably, somebody could end up winning $10, or you could end up winning $20.
Okay.
That's how the math works
Do you not like that?
It's fine.
Okay.
It's fine.
Well, we got to settle it now before the first game.
I got to be honest with you. I love how little faith you've shown in your Braves so far. You've just been like, let's not do any of this. It's going to jinx everything.
I didn't say that. I just,
If you felt really good, I guarantee you would have come in here and said, yeah, let's put money on it. Let's put $1,000 on the whole series.
All right, you want to do a Gurr?
I'm just saying that real radio shows, they got a couple of dudes on it. They throw some real money, and yeah. You're like, hey, let's do $5.
And those dudes probably make a lot more than we do because they've got those really good fake voices. We're not those sports guys. We're a couple of rock shock jock
hacks. How about
hacks.
This? If your team loses, you have to talk in one of those fake guy sports voices for like an hour.
For like an hour straight, just off air though, and with coworkers and stuff. Okay, final proposal. $10 a game.
No, $5 a game.
We put it in a jar, and then whoever's team wins the overall series takes home all the money in the jar.
At the end of the series, all that money goes to a charity.
Okay. A charity of the winner's choice.
Like it.
There we go. It is agreed. World Series tips off tonight. Kicks off tonight. First pitches off tonight. I don't know what the hell they say. More Matt and CJ tomorrow.
Matt and CJ. Afternoons 3 to 6. 101X.